Welcome to Speakeasy, a storytelling open mic that happens at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month at Wild Goose Creative in Columbus, Ohio. Each month, we gather to hear stories inspired by a theme. They can be funny, intimate, awkward, angry, messy, heartbreaking, always true. In the decade I have attended Speakeasy, I've been moved while listening to stories masterfully told, and stories someone is sharing for the first time, often thinking, if I hadn't come out tonight, I would have missed this. And while nothing can compare to the magic of being in the room, part of the audience, leaning in, reacting together, I'm glad we're able to share so many of these stories with you, no matter where you are the first Thursday of the month. Hopefully, you can join us. Until then, just listen.
Thanks for such an enthusiastic welcome. I get like surprised by that every time I'm here to actually tell a story. There's a lot of natural beauty that I tend to gravitate toward. Like those are the things that I notice kind of day to day, right? Even when it's hard. And I try to pause and focus on those things. And sometimes I gotta tell you, I really have to look. I really have to try hard to find beauty in the midst of everything going on. This morning, I had woken up, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes after I had woken up, right? I'm still very groggy. I am slow to wake up. I've never been a morning person, but I now wake up between 6 and 6:30. Every morning. If I'm really lucky, I can sleep in till 7:30 if my daughter's not with me. but I'm always up early because I have a kid. And it was about 5 minutes after I'd woken up, and she had come into my room. She's 6 and a half, just wrapped in this. She's like on my bed, wrapped up in this little thin bamboo muslin, right, from when she was a baby. It's real soft. It feels soft like you would expect it's a knit fabric, but it's actually woven. And it's just like nice and thin and white with these blue kind of medallion kinds of designs on it. All right, so we really want to kind of paint this picture, right? And she's just wrapped up in it and nothing else. Because as it's getting warmer, she's leaning into her hatred of wearing clothing. and since it's just us at home, I let her. Like, why not, right? So she's wrapped up in this and jabbering on about something, because when she's awake, she's just on, right? Like, she's constantly talking, even sometimes in her sleep. Sometimes I can understand what she's saying. Other times not, but it, like, never really makes any sense. The words are just understandable words. And I lay down with her, and I'm kind of like cuddling her and kissing her on the cheek and on her head, right? And just like feeling how soft her skin is with my lips and the temperature difference between her cheek and her forehead. And I'm sort of taken back to when she was an infant, right? And I could always tell when she had a fever by the feel of my lips on her forehead. I would know I needed to take her temperature, right, just to confirm, but I could always tell based on that temperature differential. And I'm just immediately transported back to when these snuggles were constant, right, like almost 24/7, because I could barely even find time to get a shower. And I remember waking up constantly, right? I was breastfeeding, and it was just us at home, no one there to help me out, and I'm just so sleep deprived. Little did I know that I would be very sleep deprived for 5 years, because the child does not like to sleep. But these were the days when I was up every 2 hours. I would be just scrolling through Instagram to keep myself awake while I was breastfeeding so I didn't fall asleep and like smash her. I don't think that ever actually would have happened, but there's a lot of like fear based instruction that happens around parenting. We ended up co-sleeping and everything was fine. And it was the only way that I was able to function without having any help. But I was transported back to that and realizing like how much I miss those little kinds of cuddles, right? And the days when I would escape the grueling nature of caring for an infant by myself by going for long walks. And then there was a night when sometime between November and December, right, it was probably late fall in 2017, one of those nights when I'm just going through Instagram, looking at my phone, trying to figure out who might still be awake, because it's sometime between 1:30 and 3 a.m., and I can't fall asleep for at least the next 30 minutes, because when she's done breastfeeding, she will poop, and I will have to change her diaper. And it was like clockwork. No one told me that was going to happen. but there was a moment in my just sort of like desperation for help and desire to, I guess it was sort of a desire and also like an inability to kind of move on yet to the reality of parenting solo, texting her biological father in the middle of the night. He was blocked, like there was no way he could even respond to me. But I just like had to tell him something about what he was missing, and I don't know, I said something else that probably made him really angry. And that thread that would kind of connect me to him has never really fully gone away, right? Because I have a child who reminds me of him, reminds me that he exists, will sort of have this sort of frown on her face that looks just like him, just like him. And I could see it on her face when she was like 3 months old, which was pretty wild. There are probably some of you in this room who know exactly what I'm talking about. But it would be probably a year before I stopped thinking about him every day. A year after she was born. And I would continue to, you know, just try to find ways to get out into nature, really saved my sanity, finding the beauty in the not very often colorful sunsets we have, the beautiful bright red and orange and yellow leaves in the fall, the sound of the wind in the trees, the birds, the way the leaves look like almost like flower petals when they fall all over the place. And music, right? So I would play a lot of music. Sometimes I would play for my daughter Big Country by Bela Fleck. Right, so those of you who are familiar, even if you're not, there's these sort of, this really like rhythm and drive in the notes, right? And you hear the banjo in just like this beautiful, clear tone. And I would play it for her because I wanted her to have some of those bits of connection. To someone who has chosen to not be a part of her life. And it was actually the first song that she ever danced to when Bela Fleck and Chris Thiele were in town performing at the Southern Theater, I think it was, in spring of 2017. That was one of the songs that they played. I was 5 months pregnant, had just gotten to the point where, like, her movements inside of me were like you could kind of tell what was happening, right? That it was like limbs, and it didn't feel like little bubbles sort of like popping in your abdomen. It actually felt like there was something alive moving in there. When that song played, she got so active. Happened to be, at least at the time, the favorite song of her father, who was sitting in the row behind me. Because we'd gotten tickets before everything had blown up. And even now, while there's so much bittersweet, there's a lot of other things that I was going to say, and I have realized where this story is ending tonight is a little different than I thought it might be, but all of those threads of connection, the bits that I see, the musical talent that she has, right? She's writing songs, while at the same time, parenting has not gotten any easier. Everyone said it'll get easier. No, I've just like traded for different things, right? Now I have a 6.5-year-old who will scream at me while she's having a tantrum, you hate me, because I won't let her do something. I don't even remember what it was. It was just like 2 days ago, right? Or telling me I'm not being a good parent because I'm not letting her do something that she shouldn't be doing. But discovering, like finally getting diagnosed with ADHD has helped to kind of make some sense of, oh, that's why all of this shit is so much harder than everyone said it was going to be. And I find that in the midst of all of the bittersweet and all of the pain that continues to come up, the challenges to parenting, not just solo, but parenting in general, right, in the climate that we have, we are in the middle of also doing something which is creating beauty rather than just finding beauty in other places, right? Finding those connections, the ability to be connected to people, the ability to remember that connection was because of the ability to love, right? And as we create kind of our chosen family and rely on other people in our community, I find that there's something still beautiful about the journey, even when it's painful. Mm-hmm.